Switch off. Hello, Audioboo. So after my culinary Audioboo, I thought I would now give you a bit more of a personal update. I've not properly updated this in a while, apart from when I was obviously a bit tipsy after a few cocktails. So I thought I would actually update this a little bit more serious. Obviously, we all have probably overindulged over Christmas and over New Year. I certainly have. I've done things that I didn't think I would be doing. I had a few cocktails and I certainly had a few treats. Burned all my excess weight back off already, though, which I'm very pleased about. It wasn't that much in the first place. I think my metabolism is quite amazing now. And it led me to reflect, especially because today is quite a special day. Today has been a year, exactly a year, since I first went to the running club. Those of you who have me on Facebook may have seen it. Not many of you follow me on have me on Facebook, which is fine because I don't normally add people I don't properly know. But as you might know, because I think I've spoken about it on Audioboo last year, once I had my gastric bypass and I had lost a substantial amount of my weight, I really wanted to start running because I had started running on a treadmill. So I was running on the treadmill and I ran, I just kind of started running with one song, running to two songs in a row, and then once I had built it up to about 20 minutes, I plucked up the courage and called my lovely coach, Kerry, who sadly I don't see these days. There's a lot changed, sadly, over the summer, beginning of autumn. But that's not none of my business, so I'm not even going to go there. But who, funnily enough, she was a coach for other coaches. She was a coach that coached other coaches to bring the best out of their disabled athletes. However, she didn't have a disabled athlete in her group. And she certainly didn't have any experience with visually impaired people. So I started there, but I was a lot better than the beginners that were about to start. So she kind of put me in the middle group eventually. But I must say this year really has changed my life pretty much as the last year where I had my bypass. I think the year of running really has changed my life. It led me to meet a lot of people. It gave me quite a nice tan as well, because I was outside so often. That's only a byproduct, but certainly the people I met, the friends I made, the confidence it's given me, and the things I've learned, some of them through painful experiences. Sometimes literally painful, like grazing my knee so badly that I couldn't run for 2 weeks. Some experiences emotionally painful because I ended up hurting one of my guides emotionally by, let's just say, impulsive social media status, and I'm not even going to go there. But I've learned from it, and I think the other thing I've learned very much from that and other incidents is that I really laid down my stubbornness. I really laid down my I want to be in control attitude, and am now accepting a tether. At the beginning, I really just thought, I'm going to accept the tether. To explain, the tether is like a rope that you and a guide are hanging on to. In the past, I would have only let the guide run next to me and give me verbal instructions. I then decided to have a tether for the night, at least, because I thought, well, if the winters, the winter nights are early, and if I want to guide, and if I want to run, I'm going to have to lay down my stubbornness and just accept, at least for nights, a tether. But the experience with the tether has been so positive that I then decided to have it on park run, which helped against blinding sunlight, and it also helped with icy conditions. And then I ran with another guide in the daytime in a park, which helped with avoiding obstacles such as kids on bikes, kids running, kids on trikes, dogs, walking people, bikes, you name it, you name it, you name it. So actually it made me feel, rather than, oh my goodness, I'm being taken for a walk on lead, which I really was scared I was going to feel like, it led me to feel like I was having a lot more confidence to run without worry, without feeling like I am going to run into something. And I must say, I kind of wish I had done that from the beginning, because it would have given people a lot more confidence to guide me. But we're all learning, and I'm certainly learning, and I'm certainly a lot wiser than I was at the beginning of my running career, as it were. But not just that improved, my speed has improved from, I would say, 8 minutes per kilometer, or even 8.5 minutes per kilometer, to me running 3-4 miles in on an average of less than 7 minutes per kilometer. And that happened last Thursday. Now, I think other exercise that I'm doing for my legs have something to do with it, because my legs are getting stronger and more limb, and I'm getting more stamina. But just improving by nearly 2 minutes per kilometre for me is huge. But again, I also think having a tether gave me a lot more confidence. And I'm looking forward to improving, because people, the most, funnily enough, I'm one of the youngest people I know that run. I know a few younger people, but on the whole, I'm one of the youngest. And most people I know, most people who guided me and I met through running, are in their 40s and 50s, funnily enough. And it gives me a buzz, because I'm thinking, my goodness, you're only going to be 28 in 3 days. Heaven knows what the future holds with me in running. I'm certain I can improve my speed a lot more. I'm certain I can improve my endurance a lot more. I used to say I'm never going to do a marathon. Now I'm thinking maybe 2016. I used to say I don't want to do a ultra marathon. While I'm still hesitant about that, because it's a lot of off-road running, if I find one that isn't off-road, I will consider it eventually. Maybe not in the next 2-3 years, but I still have a lot of time to run. And yeah, it really has taught me to trust other people, lay down my stubbornness, just not just with the guiding, but listening to others if you have an injury. Say, if others say you need to leave it alone and really put your feet up and not run. As much as I craved running, I need to listen to other people. I don't know best. I don't always know best. And I certainly feel like I learned a lot through running. I'm excited about running a lot more, doing a lot more half marathons, improving my 10K and half marathon speed, improving my 5K speed. People think 5Ks are fun runs, but park run can be quite competitive, and I'd like to be able to, I wouldn't say keep up with the fastest ones, because they really are speedy, but I would like to see myself in the middle of the field rather than towards the end. And I think that it's achievable. Again, I think it's about setting goals that you can achieve, not setting goals that you can never achieve. But if I'm training sensibly, and if I keep going, I think I can at least get to the middle of the field. That's kind of my dream. And I would like to be able to do a half marathon at least 2:30, if not even less. Probably less. I reckon I could try and do less. Do it in less. Obviously, if I lose a bit more weight, I heard that the less you weigh, the easier it will be. Well, not the easier, but the faster you can be. And again, other exercises that help, whether it be cardio exercise or strength exercise, other exercises that help, can only benefit. So I look, look back on this year. 13th of January 2014, I started at the running club, and I'm thinking, I've come a long way. I've come from just running for 3, 4, 5 minutes to running 2 half marathons, and I've come from not even wanting to walk to craving a run. And with the right guide, even looking forward to running in the dark, which is something I never thought I'd do. So, I am very much looking forward to what the next year of running holds for me. Anyway, I hope people are listening to this. Guys, if you are in the UK and if you want to run but you're not sure how to start, find a beginner's club. And if you can't find a beginner's club, go to a Facebook group called Guide Running UK, guiderunning.uk. It's a huge, it's a growing network of guides and blind runners. And just talk to the guidance and say, look, I want to do Couch to 5K program, or I want to just do run walk and see how I go, and then increase the running distance, get a training plan or follow what your body says. Even if it is run walk, that is a great start. There are plenty of apps and programs and podcasts for beginners courses, and like I said, guiderunning.uk is fantastic. But I just also want to say, if anyone who's not blind is listening to this, and if you are interested in guiding blind people, it is easy. I was recently approached by a young lady who works at Costa Coffee, which is, of course, it's my favorite place to go. It's my favorite coffee shop. And We had been talking for the last year, I'd say. I think when I used to go to Costa before my runs at the run club, we started talking, and she always said, oh, you're going for a run again. Oh, good luck with your run. Fair play. And only recently she approached me and she said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. She said, well, what does it take, or what do you need to do to train as a guide runner for blind people? And I said, really, you don't need any training. You got to be a bit fit, and if you want to train with a guide for a goal race, you need to be at least as fit. I recommend don't just find, for you blind people, don't just find a guide who can do just about your pace. I think a guide should be able to do a bit more. Now, this girl, bless her, she is not that fit yet. So for us, it's more a chat. But guiding itself isn't hard. Guiding is not hard, because all you've got to do is hold the tether, give a bit of instructions, and you're okay. But certainly if you want to train for a race, and if your guide is happy to run with you at a race, one experience I had to make was I chose a guide who just about was my pace. That was for the first half marathon. And that was tricky, because she kind of panicked towards the end, partly because of worrying about keeping me safe, partly because she just couldn't do anymore. But she got tired towards the end, and it affected me because she couldn't run anymore and I had to stop or had to walk. The second time I ran a half marathon, I had a lovely lady who was who could be a lot speedier than me. And she didn't drag me along, but what it meant was that she could push me on at the end and she could encourage me to keep going and keep running when I wanted to stop, rather than saying, you know what, I can't do no more either, let's walk. She just kept encouraging me because she was fine, because that was a lot slower than her pace. And I certainly think when I look at sprinters or even marathon runners in the Paralympic scene, I'm thinking, my goodness, the guide has to be so much faster to be able to comfortably run with the blind runner. And it is true, I think a faster guide is going to be a lot more comfortable, a lot more secure, and, you know, a lot more sure to be able to complete that distance in that time that you want. So I recommend, get a guide who is faster or has more stamina. Now, the guides I'm using now are ultra runners, which means anything beyond 26 miles, anything beyond 42k. And that for me is bonkers, but it means that if I want to go for a 10 mile run, which for me is quite a long run, he would just shrug and say, sure, let's go ahead, which is bonkers, but it works, because, you know, you can rely on him to not kind of let you down and say after 2, 3, 4 miles, hey, I can't do no more, let's turn back. So I recommend, really, get a strong guide who is able to run fairly speedily. But give it a go. Treadmills, you may say, well, I might want to be like you and want to start on the treadmill. I agree, treadmills are safer, but these days you probably are better off finding your own treadmill than going to a gym, simply because sadly most gyms have completely abandoned the idea of accessibility and are basically just using touch screen equipment, which means you have to wildly wave your arms while running on the treadmill for someone to come and have mercy on you and change your speed. So if you want to start with a treadmill, if you have your own, you're away. If you don't, a guide is probably easier to find than a gym with a treadmill that hasn't got touchscreen on. I'm just going to be very blunt about that. You are these days more likely to find a guide than a gym with a treadmill that hasn't got touchscreens. So, if you are starting from scratch, you're better off finding a guide than a treadmill. Again, like I said, if you already have a treadmill, absolutely, please just start, because it will save you waiting for a guide. And it'll be amazing to start building your stamina. But like I said, if you haven't got a treadmill, chances are, if you haven't got room for one yourself, you won't find one in a gym. Unless, of course, you know a gym that does, but you know, if you do, tell me and I'll travel far and wide, because I can't find any in Cheltenham or Gloucester. Anyway, I'm waffling, so I'll leave you with that. If you have any questions, if you want to share this, feel free. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. If you want to talk about running, send me a private message on here. Just feel free to ask, because I've now got a year's experience with highs, lows, injuries, medals and whatnot. So feel free to ask me. I hope you're having a good week, and I will talk to you soon.